You can call the meeting to order. You're on mute.
Move to call the meeting to order. The first agenda item is the minute.
Wait, let me do the roll call first.
Yeah, roll call.
Susan Marie is absent. Ariel Gardner.
Present.
Craig Hughes is absent. Christina Dancy.
Present.
Patricia McQueen.
Present.
Linda Peoples Jones.
Present.
And Chair Byron Price.
Since everybody said present, present.
All right, you have a quorum.
Well, we are along the presidential election. Yeah, I guess.
The first agenda item is what
It's your
approved the
minute.
July minutes, right?
You would be approving minutes from, I knocked my agenda off just a second, from July 1st, 2024 and August 26th, 2024.
Can I have somebody move and second on those 2 minutes?
I move to approve minutes for those meetings.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Next item.
Your next item is public comments. We do have we did not receive any written comments. We have one attendee. I would ask if you would like to speak, please raise your hand. Okay, that person did not raise their hand, so I will say you have no public comments.
Okay, and we have one agenda, correct?
That is correct. We have Ed Scherer here from Yard and Co. Your only agenda item is to whether or not to vote on the for the third ward plan. As you all know, I did include in the memo the edits that were made since we met the last time. So, we can be short, and if you guys are comfortable, you can vote on it. If you want to talk about it, we can do that too.
Any comments on the
Yes, Patricia's got her hand raised.
on page 70, listing all stakeholders and interviews in one place. When I looked at it, there were, I'm not sure if these are some duplicates on here. Like planning director John Wagner and senior planner Mary Kennedy. There's
What page is that, Patricia? It's
70.
70 on the slide doesn't show stakeholders. That's enhanced olive. So I'm trying to see where that is at. What is the heading of that page?
Stakeholder meetings. It's in the appendix.
And
No, that
this
would
is
be
it.
page
I'm looking at the black and
83
white.
if
It's
you
on
go.
page 83.
Yeah, I see it now.
Yeah, and this is Ed. We listed the people that we met with during phase one, and then we met with people in phase two. And sometimes that was the same. We met with the same group twice. We met with the planning department twice, but we just wanted to reflect that we met with them in each of those phases. So if that's not something that you wish to see, then we could certainly remove that and just have one long list. But we did list both phases. So that's the only reason why.
Yeah, and then you had like shed board members and staff. You don't have any specifics, names?
Yeah, we met with Michael Reed, and there were two board members. I would have to look at my notes to see exactly which of the two board members were there. I'm happy to add that if that would be something you'd like to see. Probably could handle that if there's a vote, just to say with that change. So I'm happy to do that.
Yes, because that might come up at the council meeting.
Okay,
Well,
no, that's.
I don't know if they would want care about which board members. Do we need really need to list
Yeah.
their name?
I think for
I think
historical
we haven't
purposes,
asked them.
yeah. I think for historical purposes, yeah, they probably would like to know that. This is a historical document.
Yeah, I don't
So,
know if I agree with that. I mean, the board is going to change 10 years from now to be a totally different set of people. I don't know why we would need to.
no, I mean, when he met with them, he's not saying, I know when I talk to people, they kind of want to know who they talk to.
Yeah, I mean, we've
That's.
said we talked to the organization. They represent the organization. I don't know if we need to go back now and revise this again just to name actual people who we won, haven't even asked whether or not they want their names listed in this forever document, to your point.
Do we know if
I
there
just
was
don't think at
anyone
this
on
point
the
there is some time to do that, that we should take the time
yeah.
out to do that.
Linda,
I'm
what were
sorry,
you
Linda, I
about to
didn't mean to
say?
cut you off.
No, I was just going to ask, was there anybody on the board that had anything specific where they were not in support, in support, or this is just basically a conversation that was had with the board and staff?
I took that meeting along with Patrick, and we actually had it at the Panera Bread over there at the Market at Olive, and we were basically giving an update to them about kind of a more personal presentation about the work that had been done in phase one. During phase one, we met with Mike Reed specifically just to kind of get lay of the land as far as their organization's work. And we talked about some of the emerging themes that came out of phase one that were informing our work in phase two. How we were going to test and refine those things further. And so they just asked some questions about those types of things. But more than anything, they just really wanted to be brought up to date to make sure that their voices in doing work in the third world heard, and they were seemed very quite satisfied with everything. There was no dissent or negative comment, and I think that they appreciated being brought up to speed in a more personal manner with a small group. So I would categorize it as overwhelmingly positive.
Well, with that being said, I'm fine with leaving it as is. If there were no specific concerns, questions, I'm fine with leaving it as is.
Agree.
Tricia, would you be okay with that?
Probably just saying shed. Probably. I heard what Christina says. Well, it's just the organization. Then just say shed, like it
Okay.
was put at the phase one.
Yeah, we can do that.
Now, with that being said, we don't need to bring this back for that change.
No, you don't have to. This is just.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
And I think saying shared board and staff is fine, right? Because it still tells a story that we had a conversation, not just with the board, the leaders of the organization, but with the people who work on behalf of shared too. So I think just leaving that at a high level still tells a story to the reader without giving specific names.
Would you want that in phase one as well?
I mean, I don't feel like this is really the, it doesn't matter to me. However it is right now, I think we're good with that.
And typically, for what it's worth, whenever we have votes like this, and there are very minute text changes. Usually, what happens is somebody, and Brooke, perhaps unfortunately this falls to you, but make a very short list of like the one, two, little three text changes, and then the motion is usually vote to approve, with the understanding that these minute changes are going to be made. So you're voting on that, and you're otherwise saying there's not a problem with the plan itself, but we'd like this very small little adjustment. And if those adjustments are made, then that's fine. You can have faith that that'll be done.
So, any other comments? So, can we get a motion to approve with the minor text change, which is?
You just want a motion.
Yeah, unless we had any other, because all we're doing is the voting for this to go forward.
Were you doing a motion, Linda? I was waiting to see you.
I was getting ready to, unless somebody has something to say.
No, go for it.
I make the motion that we approve the recommendations as listed with the minor changes.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Ayes have it. Brooke, will comment.
Yeah, but just to give you all, we are on board member comments, and just to give you a summary of next steps. So we will be we've tentatively scheduled the study session for November 25th with the city council. I do know that that is a while away. However, as of after tomorrow, I am out for 2 weeks. I am getting married. So I will not be here for 2 weeks, and then our vice chair had some conflicts, plus we want to allow time for Ed and Kevin, either one or both of them, to make travel arrangements, because we are requesting that they attend in person. So November 25th has been the is the date. That's Monday, November 25th, 5:30 p.m. Where again, the format will be Yard and Co. will present the plan to the council, and then you all, as many of you all that want to attend, will be there to answer any questions they may have about your process or whatever happened. The council will not vote that night to adopt. They are only listening. They'll have time to sit with the plan as well, because for some of them, this will be new for them. We have our 2/3 ward council members that have followed this process very closely, but for some of the other ones, they have not looked at a plan, heard about a plan, etc. So they will need time to sit with it as well. So November 25th, when I get back, should that change, I will be sure to let you guys know, but that was the earliest we could get it scheduled.
Now, will you be sending out a meeting invite for us, or should we be putting it on our own calendars?
I'll send you out a meeting invite, and okay, it will be in person at City Hall, and I'll be sure to. I'll do that before I log off tonight, okay, because great. Otherwise, I'm not going to remember. I'm barely here. I'm barely here today.
May I ask, Brooke, will that, and obviously we're very happy to be there. We'll make arrangements so that we're there. Will that be like before, during, or after a regularly scheduled city council meeting? Or is this like a special work session where it's a little bit more casual conversation? How does that typically happen?
It is before a council meeting. So okay. We always have a study session before a council meeting. The topics vary. So it is, again, 5:30 p.m., and they don't usually like call for a quorum, so we don't necessarily have to have all the council members there to get started, though I anticipate that all of them will probably do their best to show up to hear about this. But yeah, so it'll be just that, and then we'll have a regular council meeting after, which you guys will not be obviously required to stay for.
Okay, no, that's fantastic. Great. What a momentous evening, guys. This is pretty exciting.
Yes,
Yes,
it is.
indeed. Indeed. So with that said, we do have again the task force member comments. So if any of you all have any oh, and then I will let you know too, we won't meet in November. Unless you guys just want to see each other. We don't really have any business. So our next meeting, assuming everything goes well with the city council, will be in December, during which we will just do a wrap up.
I was just going to ask what will be taking place at that meeting.
And honestly, the only reason we have to meet is that we have to approve these minutes. I have one more. I have your September
Okay.
and October minutes. So we'll meet to approve the minutes and then say, wrap everything up, and then that'll be it. Any comments, questions, concerns from our task force members?
Y'all are going to miss
No,
each other.
I'll save those for December.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, so
Move
Chair
for
Price.
adjournment.
Well, I do want to say congratulations to Brooke, and when you
Thank
come
you.
back,
Awesome.
what will the new name be?
Sharp.
Sharp.
Yes,
Okay.
sharp.
Well, again, congratulations.
Thank
And with
you.
that being said, I make the motion to adjourn tonight's meeting.
I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Good
Good night.
night.
Good night.
Congratulations, Brooke.
Good
Thank you.
night. Good night
Congratulations.
and congrats, Brooke.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.